The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With that, we welcome you to Valley Falls, Kansas, the Valley Falls Invitational Tournament. It is round one, and here on KAIR-FM, first game of the night, we've got a doubleheader for you guys. It's Jeff North and Jeff West. How about that? Meeting right in the middle here in Valley Falls. We're set to go, and I hope you enjoy it as the ball goes up the tip of the way. JCN controls it down, and for the Chargers, Grady Noel, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Noel, the starters for head coach Corey Noel, JCN, coming into the game at 5-4. Chargers work around to the left side, bit of a head fake, can't get the shot away. Out on top, Calvin goes three, hits three. JCN breaks out on top, 3-0, Chargers. We are a half a minute into the game. Back up with this is going to come Jeff West for the Tigers. Jeff West will be starting Connor Reich and Gage Gal. It'll be Hunter Mosier, Brian Kelly, and Caleb Morse. For head coach Joe Smith, Tigers coming into the game tonight at 4-6. Jeff West with the basketball. They'll swing it around to the left side. Jump it back off on top. Looking in. No room. Comes back over to the right. Here's a long three. Got it! Wow, what a nice shot from way outside by Gage Gallant. We are even at three. Just a minute into the ball game. Back up with the become JC and the Chargers and the traveling white, or the home whites, rather, the home whites with green lettering and trim. For Jeff West, it is black uniforms with red lettering and trim. Top side is going to be McAfee. Carson will swing it over to the right side. Dishes it out to Grady. Grady comes on top. Calvin going for a second three. That one rims out. No good. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Jeff West, and then they will throw it away. So Jeff West is going to turn it over. And back up court with a basketball. This is going to come Jefferson County North. They'll be putting it in play right in front of the Tiger bench. You guys probably aren't interested in that at all, right? Nah. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. We're going to have a jump ball called down to the floor on the right side of the lane as it gets tied up. Possession arrow goes to Jeff West. 6:25 to go in the opening quarter of our first game this evening. So stick with us. We got lots of hoops coming your way tonight. Here on Care. Tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look. Thursday night, Benedictine at Baker. Friday night, we're going to be right back down here for second round games. And then Saturday, the Ravens at home with Park. So it's a busy week of college and high school sports on Care Radio. We're very, very glad to have you along with us. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, a 3-3 ball game. Jeff West drives into the lane, brings it back over to the left side. No room in the middle. Mosier has it, dumps it back over way out on the right in front of the JCN bench. Claps around defense. No, they're going to be a foul. I thought there was one, and then it wasn't being called. I thought, well, maybe it didn't happen, but Calvin Manville is going to pick up his first foul of the game. And JCN is going to make his first substitution tonight as Connor Kearns is going to come in. So Kearns into the ball game, and here comes Jeff West. Tigers have the ball. They will look into the middle. Now start to the free throw line. Bring it back on top. The uncontested three up and in from way out on the right side. That one's going to be knocked down by Brian Kelly. And nothing but three so far in the game. It is 6-3. Jeff West, 5:20 to play. Opening quarter. Game moving along at a brisk pace. Comes out on top. Connor Kearns. Jason with the basketball. Right side is Fowler. Back out on top. It'll go to Grady. Grady dumps it over to the left edge. That's going to be Ethan with it. He'll change directions. Goes in. Goes up. Underhand shot is up and in. Ethan Knowles is going to get credit for that bucket. It is 6-5. Jeff West. We are 3 minutes in. Pass is going to be dumped over to the left side. Caleb Morris, the junior for Jeff West, will handle it. Kicks it out on top to sophomore point guard Connor Wright. Connor works with the left hand, drives it back over towards the left side, guarded by Ethan. Feeds over to the left block. We're going to have a Charger foul on the floor. JC will pick up their second team foul of the game. This whistle is going to be on Connor Kearns. And JC is going to bring Andrew Baker into the game. So you've got Grady out on the floor and Ethan is on the floor. You've got Blake Fowler. Here's a little jumper from the side. No good. Andrew Baker, and rounding it out is going to be Carson McAfee. Off the missed shot, Jason is going to quickly move into the forecourt. The ball's going to bounce off Baker's shoulder. McAfee quickly comes out on top to grab it up. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Driving first to the left side, stopping on the wing, looking into the middle. No room. Now kicks it down near the baseline. Driving across to McAfee, skips it over to the left. Back out on top. Fowler, uncontested three, drains it. 3-point shots all over the place to start this one. It is now 8-6, Jeff Norris. We're down to 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane. The shot is going to go up. Bank shot. No. Rebound, Chargers. Jeff North down the left side. Back on top, it's going to be McAfee. Fakes the dribble to the left. Passes to the baseline. The shot is going to be up and good. Fowler has five. It is now 10-6, Chargers. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Jeff West out on top with it. That's going to be Connor Wright. Here's a fadeaway shot for three. It's up and no good. Fowler rebounds it away. And the Chargers quickly into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side. Grady Knoll to the top of the key to Ethan. Ethan goes down the left side of the lane, kicks it off the window. Count it, plus one for Ethan Knoll. Knocking down the bucket, drawing the foul, and now coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the first for Jeff West, and it will belong to Hunter Mosier. Her first free throw of the game is on its way, and it is in for Ethan, and he has jumped out to a quick 5-point start. Both Blake Fowler and Ethan Knoll, five apiece. It is 13-6, Jeff North. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go, opening quarter. Little backdoor pass is going to be slapped away. Trying to throw it across the lane, but they forget the height and the reach in the middle of Andrew Baker. He got a hand in the air, slapped that thing away. It goes out of bounds on the far side, and it'll be put in play by Jeff West from deep in the right corner. Tigers with the basketball, but they're trailing it by seven. Chase Ian is on a 10-0 run right now. Pass is going to be swung over to the left side. Looking in, no room. Comes back up on top. Thinking about the three, now they're going to pass up. Dump it back over to the right side. There's an offensive foul. That is going to be on Brian Kelly. Kelly will pick up his first foul. It'll be team foul two for Jeff West. Officials slowing play down for a minute, getting some things all set up. Skip pass coming to the right side. A Jeff West player goes to the ground. Ethan will have it way out on the right. Feeds it to the free throw line to Baker. Kicks it off on top. Chargers will work it around to the right side. Ethan has it on the wing. Looking into the middle, we got a player defense employed by Jeff West. The backdoor pass, and it's just out of the reach of Ethan. It was a great idea, but it just did not quite pan out. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers coming back up the floor with the basketball, trailing Jefferson County North 13-6. JCN and player defense. Now the pass into the middle is going to be batted away. What JCN brings is a good mix of speed, good shooting. They have excellent height when they get Baker out there on the floor. because he's got to be, I don't know, we don't have heights, but what is he, 6'3", maybe even 4"? Big guy. Skip pass out on top. Chasing works the perimeter. Goes back door underneath. Fowler shot. No. Baker with the follow home. Andrew with his first 2 points of the game. And Jeff West down with the Chargers on a 12-0 run. Takes a timeout. We're taking a break. Joseph at 2:05 to go in the opening quarter. We're in Valley Falls for the tournament where it's Jeff North 15, Valley Falls 6, or Jeff West 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The crowd a little late arriving here this evening, but they continue to make their way into the gymnasium here at Valley Falls High School. And I'm not telling you what, I come to Valley Falls and I'm driving up the street here. I am minding my own business and the street's gone. There used to be a street right out here. Not anymore. It's in addition to the structure. They're adding on further to the west side of the Valley Falls High School. So a little detour, creative navigation. And here we are. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Jeff West taking the timeout. And the officials taking a little bit of time. And now Coach Knoll is up at the scorer's table. And we are going to, I'm making a substitution or no? No. All right, we got five guys out on the floor for each team. And I guess everybody's satisfied with this. We're good to go. It will be Jeff West basketball. They've got in the backcourt. We'll break the pressure on the upcourt pass. And now it's going to be stolen away. Here come the Chargers down the court. And the reverse layup behind the head is up and rolls in. McAfee for two. That'll be Carson's first point in the ball game. It is now 17-6. And we're at a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter. Backing in, no room. Out on top. Here's a three. Looks good, is good. It's going to be the second three of the ball game for Brian Kelly. And that will snap the JCN 12-0 run. Minute and a half to play in the first. And now the ball is going to be turned over. That's a rare turnover by JC. And back up with it will come Jeff West. We're going to get an offensive foul. And that was a pretty good flop taken down there by Grady. Tiger fans not real happy with the call. The offensive foul is going to be charged. It is the first foul of the game by Caleb Morris for Jefferson County West out of Meriden, Kansas. With a minute 23 to go in the opening quarter, Charger head coach Corey Knoll is going to make a substitution in. He is going to rotate Connor Kearns back into the game. Kearns will run it at the one. Swings it over to the left side. The ball is going to be knocked away from Grady. Down the floor it comes. The pass into the middle. Ball is batted around. It's loose on the floor. JC in battles for it. Jeff West is going to pick it up. Over to the right edge. Outside shot. Passed up. Rebounded in. They'll work around the perimeter. Again, as we're at 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Tigers into the lane. Ball is batted. Saved on the edge. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul called off the basketball. Fowler's going to come out of the game. Also coming out of the game is going to be Ethan Knoll. McAfee's returning to the floor. Also coming back into the game will be Calvin Manville. In the last minute of the first quarter, Jeff West has the basketball, but they find themselves down by 8. The ball worked over to the right side. Here's a 3, set sail, not going to fall in. And on the rebound, a jump ball gets called. JCN had gone on a 12-0 run and had put together a lead of as many as 11. Back up with it will come the Chargers. Alternate possession awards to 2 Jefferson County North High School out of Winchester. Around to the right side, McAfee feeds it down to the baseline. Calvin kicks it down low. They'll feed in the middle of Baker. Andrew on top. McAfee goes 3. Perfect. Carson McAfee has 5. Blake Fowler has 5. Ethan Knoll has 5. It is 20-9. And for the second time in a ballgame, Jeff North leads by 11. 14, 13, 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Winding it down, the pass into the middle is going to be batted away by Baker. Saved by Jeff West. They'll go topside to step to the baseline. Looking for the middle. There's no room. 3 seconds. They're going to have to get a shot away soon. 2 seconds. Here's a buzzer shot. Air ball. We have come to the end of the opening quarter. JCN has dominated in the early part of the ballgame. After one in Valley Falls. Jeff North, 20. Jeff West, 9.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas. It's the home of the Dragons, but right now it's a battle of two other teams in Jefferson County. You're right. There are a number of high schools. Half a dozen, I think, to be exact, in Jefferson County. Leading the way for Jeff West, a half a dozen points, not only leading his team, but leading all scorers, is Brian Kelly. Gage Gall has 3. Jeff West, all their scoring has come on three-point shots, 3 threes. For JCN, it's 5 apiece for Ethan Knoll, Carson McAfee, and Blake Fowler. Calvin Mando with the 3, and Andrew Baker with 2. We're back to play. It'll be Jeff West basketball, and we are back underway. The second quarter has begun. Over to the right block it goes, and the big guy's going to back in. And very traditional, very classic basketball. The big guy gets it off the block, puts it up, puts it in. Cal has 5, and it's 22-11. Here's a shot from the outside by Jeff North. It's up and no good. Rebounding it down underneath. Coming into the game for the first time for Jeff West is going to be Tucker Holdhouse. Jeff West trying to kind of open up the middle a little bit. They're spreading out the offense, backing things away a little bit. Trying to get James Dean to chase them. Here's a long cross-court pass to an uncontested shot. It's up and no good. And Ethan Knoll with a nice rebound. Went way upstairs to haul that thing down. JCN quickly up the floor. Over to the left side is going to be Connor. Kearns brings it out on top. McAfee, Carson on the floor one time, kicks it over again to Calvin Manville. We're a minute into the second quarter. Still a 9-point Jeff North lead. McAfee swings around to the left, bounce pass to the free throw line, going into the lane, a look away pass over to the right. Calvin goes 3, straight on line, but just a little bit short. And the long rebound cleared away by Connor Reich. Here comes Jeff West. Tigers drive down the left side of the lane. They'll try to get in the middle. They got big guy in there. Again, he's off the block. Turns, drops the shoulder, twists, can't get a shot away. Great defense. He'll have to push it back out on top again, and Jeff West will try to run their offense. The pass coming out on top is going to be stolen away. Ethan will step in front of the pass, knock it free, picked up by Fowler, and Blake will come up court with it. McAfee, left side, and he's going to be fouled on the floor. Carson McAfee, he likes that, what I'm sure he likes to call a Euro step, I call traveling, but he works it, and he works it well, and he was able to generate a foul. It'll be the first of the ball game on Jeff West, Tucker Holdhouse. Holdhouse with the foul, and as JCN brings it in, a quick shot up, misses. Jeff West coming back up court with the basketball. There are 6 minutes to go in the half. Tigers work it over to the right side, standing right in front of the JCN bench. Topside is going to come to Kelly. Tries a little head fake, can't shake his defender. They'll swing it back over to the right wing. Chargers stay in that player defense. The ball batted around a little bit. Now they'll get it to the big guy. Moore back to the rim, comes off on top with it, dumps it to Kelly. He'll launch long, and it's good for 3 more. How about this, Brian Kelly? His 3rd 3 of the game, and Jeff West right back in this thing, trailing it by 6. We're at 5.5 to go in this opening half. The shot goes up for JCN in the lane, and scrambling to try to come down with the offensive rebound. Andrew Baker picks up his first foul tonight. That's going to even up the team fouls at 4 apiece at 5:29 to go in the second quarter. Back up floor with the basketball. Jefferson County West. A couple of teams in schools that are quite different in size, quite different in conference. Here's a nice move, and the layup is up and in. The bucket by Cage Gal, he's got seven, and that JCN 11-point lead is gone. Oh, here's a driving layup on the other end by Ethan Noel, his seventh point. 22-16. Tigers had cut it to four a moment ago. JCN answers, and inside five to go in the half. It is a six-point game, 22-16. Jeff North in front. Chargers out of the Northeast Kansas League, and, of course, Jeff West comes out of the Big 7. And driving to the baseline, we're going to get another JCN foul. See against whom it is called, Connor or Grady. It's going to be the first on Grady Noel. They're going to call it a shooting violation, and Holdhouse will come to the free throw line. Tucker eyes it up, sends the first one up. It does not go in. One more shot coming up for Jeff West. Tucker Holdhouse, a sophomore. The Jeff West roster, no seniors at all. The lefty puts the second free throw up and in, his first point tonight. And it is 22-17, Chargers, for 4:45 to go, rolling along here in the opening half. Ethan Noel has it above the circle. JCN will swing it left, now over to the left block. Ethan will turn and shoot, and he's going to get fouled, and he'll come to the free throw line. So it'll be a couple of free throws coming for Ethan Noel. Team fouls are also even at five. It is foul number one for great Cage Gal. And for Jeff West, five team fouls, five, one each on five different guys. First free throw for Ethan is up. It is good. He has 8 points in the game now. 23-17. 4:34 to play. First half, second free throw is up, won't go. Long rebound is fought for. It's on the court, rolling around. The official is going to say it is off Jeff West. It is JCN basketball. Way to get by a half a dozen. JCN is going to be putting it to play right in front of Grandma Ice down here on the right side. Comes in out on top to Grady. No looks to the middle, goes long cross court. Blake Fowler back out on top, Calvin. At the free throw line is going to be Andrew. Back over to the left, they're going to go. Charges with the basketball. That's going to be Fowler. Out on top again, Manfield. Dumps it over to the right side to Ethan. He tries to back in. The defender cuts him off. And here's a pass into the middle. Baker's going to rescue it. Kick it back off on top again. And down to the baseline right. Turnaround shot off the window. No good. Rebound. Baker will save it to Fowler. Shoots it. Hits it. Blake Fowler has seven. Big change in the ballgame for Jeff West as they have changed to a zone defense. Running a little 2-3 that trip down court. Here's a runner in the lane. It's no good. Chargers coming up with the basketball. They lead at 25-17 at 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Valley Falls Boys Tournament. The shot is up down to the baseline. We're going to get another Jeff West foul. And the first player for the Tigers to have picked up a second foul is going to be Hunter Mosier. We will walk over to the scorer's table and it will give it that indication. Coming to the free throw line. Two free throws coming here for Calvin Manville. Calvin has a 3-point shot so far in the game. These will be his first free throw opportunities tonight. First one, yes. Back into the game, Carson McAfee, and checking out is going to be Grady Noel for a minute. Coach Corey Noel does a nice job of rotating his players in and out. He's got about a 7-guy rotation that he works pretty much for the duration of the game. Second free throw is also good. Calvin has five. 27-17, and JCN has pushed back to the double-digit lead with 3:20 to go before halftime. Jeff West right side to Connor. Reich with the basketball, comes off top side, Kelly, looks it over to the left side, Connor, JCN is going to stay in his player defense, here's a three from the top, it's up, no good, Fowler had it, it's knocked out of his hands, and he's knocked to the floor, and he's been fouled. So the foul is not going to put, or should put JCN, I would think, at the free throw line, shouldn't it? Yeah, there we go. Somebody's a scorer's table across the way, reminds the official, that is number seven, It's going to be the second by Caleb Morse for Jeff West. And the Chargers coming to the line one and one. Fowler comes up to shoot the free throws. One official says, it's not you, it's him. And the other official goes, no, it's Fowler. It should be Fowler shooting these free throws. And now they've got Manville up there. And the officials are having a little confab in the middle. But I believe Blake is the guy who ought to be taking these shots. But he's not going to be the guy to get them. So for Calvin, is a bonus. We'll see if he makes him pay. He hit two a moment ago. First one, that's in there. So Calvin Manville will earn the bonus free throw. 28-17, JCN for the third time tonight has an 11-point lead. One more shot, and it is good. Largest advantage of the game for Jeff North. With 3:05 to go in the half, Manville hitting them both. He's got 7 points. And back up with it will come the Tigers of Jeff West. Inside three to go in the first half. Over to the right block. There's an offensive foul. Dropping a shoulder and putting a power move on. Gage Gal will have foul number two. 29-17, Jefferson County North. 2:50 to play here in the first half. McAfee left side. Out on top it goes to Carson. Again, look at that zone defense that Jeff West has gone to. Here's a feed in the middle. The kick back to the left. The running three. Halfway down. Ball's out. And a rebound underneath to Caleb Morse. Back up with what come the Tigers. 2.5 to go in the opening half. Quickly down the left side. Connor Reich with the basketball. He'll back all the way and stand in the center circle. Working in front of Fowler. Dishes it over to the right at 2:15. Here's a really long three. It's going to come up a little bit off the mark. And McAfee clears down the board, brings it up the court. Outlet over to the left side. Taken over there by Calvin. Manville back out on top. Carson swings it right. Blake has it, looks into the lane. Turnaround shot. We're going to have another foul. This is an important foul here. This is the third on Jeff West's Caleb Morse. So three fouls for Caleb. And again, you look at the Jeff West bench. No experience. They do not have a senior on the team. And so you've got to think that Coach Smith is over there going, what am I going to do? Who am I going to bring in? As the first free throw for Calvin is up and good. Calvin has hit 5 in a row and has 8 points. 5 free throws in a row and has 8 points tonight. Second one here. See, you say that, and this is what always happens. The second one won't go in, but it is 30-17. 13-point Charger lead. We're inside 2 minutes to go now, first half. Backing in, twisting in, no room. Ball comes back off on top. Docked away. Fowler's going to pick it up. He starts down the court, realizes he's 1-on-2, and doesn't like those numbers, and he's going to bring it back. It comes in the middle of Calvin. He gets pushed and knocked to the floor. And this foul, I think, is going to be on Holdhouse. If so, it'll be his second. It is. That is going to be team foul 10. Calvin Manville back up for a couple of more free throws. This one is good. Calvin wearing out the free throw line in the second quarter. He is 6 of 7 at the free throw line here in the second. The junior for JCN, second shot, no good. 31-17, Chargers. We're down to a minute and a half to play in the half now. Way out topside, Connor Reich. He's going to slow this down a little bit. They'll run a little motion offense now, just trying to get some room, trying to open something up, maybe screen off one of the defenders and give somebody an opportunity to get a decent look at the rim. Minute 15 to go in the half. Here's a lob underneath. That's a beautiful little give and go. The shot from the left side is going to be up and in. Well-executed offense, and the bucket is good. Just coming into the game is going to be Jason Payne. 31-19, and we've got 1 minute to go in the half. The pass out on top is going to be stolen away. Here comes Holdhouse, and he's going to lose it. Holdhouse had just kind of jumped that route. Looked like a hungry cornerback out there as he stepped in front of the pass, knocked it away, and was going to have clear sailing down the court, but the sideline kind of got in his way. He's going to go out of bounds back to Jefferson County North. 49, 48 seconds to go in the half. Chargers go left side. Ethan back in the game will take it way out above the three-point line on the left. They'll kick it off on top. Here's Fowler. Steps inside the arc. The long two is good. 9 points, Blake Fowler. 32-19. And for the second time, that was a three-pointer. For the first time, a 14-point Charger lead. 25 seconds to go in the half. Jeff West would like to go into the locker room off of something good. And toward that end, they skip it into the block, but we're going to have a foul called on JCN. It'll be Charger team foul six, and Blake Fowler picking up his first. 15 seconds to go in the half, and Jeff West looking to get something on the board. Instead, JCN steals it away, and they'll lose it out of bounds. 13 seconds to go here in the half. It'll be Tucker Holdhouse inbounding it once more. Holdhouse skips it out on top. Cross-court pass all alone. The launch, a three, perfect from way out on the right side. And a foul. How about that? You look for something good, you get something good, and then a bonus that's going to make it maybe something great. A three-point shot plus one. And Brian Kelly with an opportunity at the four-point play. That's going to be the second foul on Blake Fowler. Brian Kelly has four threes, and this free throw rolls around and goes in. 33-23. JCN with five. Kicks it to the right side, and we got a foul off the ball. And again, Calvin Manville coming to the line. It's going to be three fouls now on Tucker Holdhouse, who's coming off the bench. And Calvin at the line again. That one's good. Calvin is 7 of 9 at the free throw line in the second quarter. He's had 9 second quarter free throws. This is going to be his 10th. A pretty good quarter. Jim gets quiet. Free throw goes up, and it goes in. Calvin Manville makes it 35-23. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Cross-court it goes. The shot of the buzzer. It's on its way. It will count, and it does. Got the shot off. It was in the air. The buzzer goes off. And what about this Brian Kelly for Jeff West? He is a shooter, and he has kept his team in this game. We'll be back to summarize the opening half as the teams head for the locker room. It is Jefferson County North, 35. Jeff West, 26.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the two teams coming up next are beginning to go through their warm-ups. Stay with us. We're going to have that game here on Care Radio. But first, got a great second half coming up between Jeff North and Jeff West at intermission. Jeff West is being led by Brian Kelly. What a half for that young man. He's got 5 threes and a free throw, 16 first-half points for Brian Kelly. 7 for Gage Gowell, and you've got 2 in the first for Jason Payne, first half. 2 first half for Jason Payne, and rounding it out, Tucker Holdhouse with 1. For JCN, double digit scoring. Calvin Manville, 11. Right behind him, Blake Fowler, 9. 8 for Ethan Knoll. 5.5 for Carson McAfee, and 2 for Andrew Baker. Free throw line has been all the difference in this game. In the first half, JCN is 10 of 13 at the free throw line. Jeff West is 2 of 3. With that, we're going to invite you to stick around. Second half of Game 1 coming up live. Game 2 right after that, but with our halftime score. Jefferson County North 35, Jeff West 26. Back we go to Joseph, world-famous K-Radio Sports Studio, for our world-famous halftime.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
With six crunchy beef tacos plus a pound of potato Olay's, our six-pack and a pound is perfect for date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, camping, tailgates, payday, birthdays, or any day that ends in Y.
A six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball from the Valley Falls Tournament. We are now listening to the boys' game between JCN and Jeff West. Coming up at 7:30, we'll have the boys' game between Perry Lecompton and Valley Falls. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look normally airs on Thursday nights. However, I'll get to that in just a moment. Tomorrow night, we will have Sports Look airing at about 5:15. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report this week on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll have our Coaches Insight shows at 4 p.m. Make sure that if you listen to those Coaches Insight shows that you tune in early at 4 p.m. Thursday. We will then have a Benedictine basketball series as the Benedictine Ravens are taking on Baker. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Valley Falls tournaments with the ACCHS versus Oskaloosa boys game at 6, the Valley Falls versus Rossville game at 7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Taking a look at games already done across Northeast Kansas. In the boys' side, we have Atchison High and Jackson Heights finals to report from the Jackson Heights tournament. It was Atchison High boys 74, Jackson Heights 21. At the McClouth tournament, Marhill Mount Academy and Maranatha met up. It was Marhill Mount Academy's day tonight when they had 53 points to Maranatha's 44. Onega and Wetmore in the first quarter were rather lopsided. Onega boys were leading 17 to Wetmore's 1. And in this game, we've got JCN sitting at 35 points to Jeff West's 26. In the Battle Royale going out in Manhattan, Kansas, between the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks, right now, the current score is Kansas Jayhawks 30, Kansas State Wildcats 38.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in a checking account that's customized for you. From My Reward checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Remember, FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Overcast. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 29. Mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7 from the data stream from the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 35.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Currently, no winds, relative humidity 86%. The barometric pressure is steady at 28.88 inches of mercury, and the dew point is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. We've got a wind chill out there at 35 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. Just getting underway with the second half, 35-26. Jefferson County North in front. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Couts, if you hear courtside, the ball goes up quickly. Won't go in for Jeff West. Jeff North comes up court with the basketball. And we get a little contact in the middle. We're going to have a foul. We'll reach over the top, and it is going to be the third foul for Hunter Mosier for Jeff West. 35-26, still our halftime score. Just getting underway in the third quarter. It's kind of cool to see a couple of teams this close to home playing in a gymnasium that is right between them. I don't know if you could carve it up any better than this. Here's the ball slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Back, it'll come to the Chargers. Two different size schools by quite a bit. Two different conferences, so they never get to play. And yet they are not that far apart. So here we are tonight. Jefferson County North has the basketball, leading it 35-26. They'll go down the left side of the lane. Back out on top, it's going to come to Carson. McAfee's going to have it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Again, it will come in to chasing in. And you can see for Jeff West, they have come out of this third quarter with a little new vigor. They're pursuing the ball a little more actively. Here's a cross-court pass to Calvin. Manville wants to look in the middle. There's no room. Comes back off on top. Gets it up here to Grady. Both teams have their original starting fives out there. Skip pass right side. In the middle, Manville turns and shoots. Does it go in? And the rebound taken away by Jeff West. Tigers back up for the basketball. Still 35-26 early in the third quarter. Tigers have it working right in front of head coach Joe Smith and the Jeff West bench over on the far side. My location here is right across from the scorer's table at the top of the building here. It's fabulous vantage point. Now the shot missing from outside, taken by Hunter Mosier. JC in back up court with it. Here's McAfee. Skips it over to the right side. Looking into the middle, it's going to be Calvin. Manville's pass is knocked free, and Jeff West steals it again. Now, we're over 2 minutes into the second half. No one has put a point on the board. Here's a big collision. No foul. Now two guys on the floor scruffing for the ball. No foul, but they will call a jump ball because they got to get everybody back on their feet down here. First substitution of the second half for Jeff West. It'll be Tucker Holdhouse coming into the game for JCN. You're going to get both Andrew Baker and Connor Kearns in. So both of these teams have played seven deep so far in this game. 5:19 to go. Third quarter. Still our halftime score. No one has put a point on the board. We're almost 3 minutes into the second half. Early in the game, it was three-point shots just raining in, but that's quit. Now the shot from the right side. Nope. Followed up. Got it. The first shot wouldn't go, but the second one does, and that's the first point of the game for Jeff West. Caleb Morris, 35-28. 4:57 to play in the third. Here's a runner from the baseline right. No good. Offensive foul. Ethan Knoll, foul number one. .450 to play. And let me fix that. Ethan Knoll, foul number one of the second half for Ethan, but it is going to be his third foul tonight. Here's a three from the top. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be JCN. Connor Kearns comes up with the ball, quickly outlets it down the left side. Ethan back on the top. It'll come to Connor. Ethan again with it on the left side. Now he'll accelerate, go to the block, put a shot up in a lot of traffic, goes to the floor, draws a foul. And it'll be Ethan Knoll coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. If this foul is on Tucker Holdhouse, it is. It'll be Tucker's fourth foul. And so a Jeff West bench that has shown to be pretty slim is going to have some foul issues. The free throw is up, and with that free throw up and in, 9 points, Ethan Knoll, and the first point of the second half for Jeff North. Second shot, he'll get them both. Ethan in double-figure scoring now with 10, 37-28. And here comes the Jeff West Tigers out of the Big 7 League. Jeff West way to the left side, now backing it off the block, no room, deep into the left corner. Again, they go back to the left block, doubled up there. They want the left block. They want this shot right here. Cannot get it away. The ball nearly lost out of bounds, but it's rescued just before it gets to the scorer's table. 4 minutes to go in the third. Second half moving fast. Again, they go back to the left block. Backing in, twisting, turning, shoving, no shot. 16-footer. No. Rebound. Contact and a foul. And this is going to be, again, on Jeff West. And I think Tucker Holdhouse just fouled out. Wow. So Tucker Holdhouse is the number six guy for Jeff West. By number six, I mean after the starting five, he was the very first guy in. And he has just fouled out of the game with 3:49 to go in the third quarter. Going to end the game with a point. Jeff North with the basketball again. Over to the left side, it's going to be McAfee. Carson comes topside. Drives down the right side of the lane. The runner's up and good. Connor Kearns' first point. 39-28. And back again. JCN goes to a double-digit advantage. We're down to 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Valley Falls doing a great job of hosting this event. Here's a running shot from the right side. Rims all the way around. It would not fall for the Tigers. Back up with him will come Calvin. Manville quickly to the top of the key. Lays it back behind him. Grady has it. Again, Calvin on the right side. He's right in front of head coach Noah at the baseline. The shot is up. Rims all the way around. It won't go in. Saved by the Chargers. Here's a 16-footer. Short. A foul and free throws coming up for Grady. Grady Noel is the only JCN player who has played tonight but has not yet scored tonight. And this is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Jeff West's Hunter Mosier. So with one player already fouled out and now Mosier with four fouls, Jeff West continues to be in some trouble. And Coach Smith is over there talking to one of the young guys who's not taking a warm-up off yet today. And I'm sure he's saying, okay, young man, we may be calling on you. First free throw, no. Second free throw, no. Rebound on the floor. Jeff West has it. And we're going to get a jump ball. So Grady unable to capitalize on either free throw opportunity. Back into the Charger game is going to come Blake Fowler. And we're going to get, yep, we're going to get a timeout. Hey, Joseph, what do you say? Let's do it. Taking a break at 2:49 to go. We are in the third quarter. It is JCN 39, Jeff West 28.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Full timeout being utilized by Jefferson County North with 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kansas State about to go to halftime. And they're in Manhattan. 39-28, Jefferson County North. JCN has never trailed in this game. They had a little bit of a lead, came out of the gates nicely, hit some outside shots. So did Jeff West. They were hitting some outside shots in. Mid to late opening quarter, JCN went on a 12-0 run, and Jeff West has just never been able to work inside that differential on an 11-point game here right now. Chargers have it back in as we resume play. Jeff North going from right to left across your dial in the second half. Chargers back over to the right side. That's going to be Calvin. Comes up top side to Connor. Kearns looks in the middle, back right side to Calvin. Connor this time left side is Blake. He's alone. He'll send the three up, miss it. And on the rebound, tied up ball possession, Tigers. Jeff West is going to be putting it to play with it 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Walking it up. Jeff West will bring it across, and in the shot underneath, rejected. Oh, they're going to call a foul on. They're calling a foul here on Andrew Baker, to the dismay of Charger fans. I'm sure you cannot help but hear them in the background, and they are happy to let you know about their displeasure with that call. It'll be his second foul of the game, and the free throw here is up and in. For starting point guard, Connor Reich, that is his first point tonight. Second one, not good. Rebound, JCN. 39-29. 2:05 to go. Late third quarter. Valley Falls Boys High School Invitational Tournament. We're over here in the Gold Gym, which you could also call it the new gym. Here's a three. Nope. Long rebound, batted around, it's on the floor, it's out of bounds, it's JCN basketball. You can call it the Gold Gym, you can call it the West Gym, you can call it the New Gym here at Valley Falls. The structure added here not that many years ago that allows them to be a host site for a lot of different things with facilities and adequate seating. Ball going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Back again is going to come to the Chargers. With a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. JC in right side. McAfee tries to drive in, has to bring it back out on top. The zone defense employed by Jeff West has really helped them. Frankly, JC has not been able to put together the big runs, and they've had trouble getting the ball in the middle. Now the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. JC putting it in play again in front of Coach Corey Noel. His assistant, Jeff Schneider, over there. Tops had to get a McAfee. They'll swing it left to Grady. Cross court it comes to Connor. Connor Kearns with it, looks to the middle, and now we're going to get another chase hit timeout. Coach Noel sees something. He wants to do something. He's got a plan. You can look at him in the eyes. You can see he's got something he's thinking about. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. Let's see what he comes up with. Minute 20 to go in the third. It's still a 10-point JCN lead, 39-29.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
As we return, JCN puts the ball in play. They get it into the middle, but can't get the shot to fall. And Jeff West comes up the court. Now it's going to be stolen back by Ethan Nolan. JCN taking it the other way. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Out on top of it is going to be McAfee. We go to halftime in Manhattan, Kansas. The Kansas State hits a shot with about 2 seconds before halftime, and they go into the locker room leading at 44-39 in Bramlage. It is 39-29 here with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. The feed comes in to Calvin. Back over to the left side to Fowler. Blake brings it up on top. Yeah, the zone defense has caused JCN some trouble. And here's a little skip pass over to the left. It's going to be stolen away. Chargers will turn it over again. 25 seconds left in the third. Tigers cut back across around the outside, down the right side of the lane. Look it off on top. Get it there to Kelly. He's been the shooter for this team. He'll lob it to the big man on the left block, on the floor once in the lane. Hook shot scores. Nice job by Caleb Morse, and he's got four. 39-31, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a shot at the buzzer. Gets in for Grady Nolan. We are three quarters done in our first game here tonight. We're taking a break, going to the fourth in Valley Falls. It's Jefferson County North 41, Jefferson County West 31.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Well, after we saw a real offensive-minded second quarter by both of these teams, each team scoring 15 in the second quarter. JCN scored 20 in the first, 15 in the second. And then JCN scores 6 third-quarter points. Jeff West scores only 5 third-quarter points. So defensive adjustments made at halftime have really impacted this game, and the numbers have substantially diminished. Welcome back to Valley Falls, and we go to the fourth quarter of this boys high school basketball tournament here on K-Radio. JCN and Jeff West. Fowler has it, passes up the three, drives to the free throw line, brings it back out of top to Calvin. They get it to McAfee. Back over to the right side it goes. Grady has it into the lane. The shot is up and missing, and the rebound, Jeff West. For Jeff West, no time to miss shots. Lots of time to go, but they're going to have to hit a good number here in the fourth quarter. It'll start with this. Baseline three, no good. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Ethan Knoll. Breaks away. Feeds it right. Shoved in the back. Intentional foul. And is he okay? Breakaway down the floor by Calvin Manville. He was going for a layup. The defender shoves him in the back. Calvin plummets to the ground. The layup, by the way, goes in. Calvin lays there for a minute. Everybody's quickly up and checking on him, but he seems okay. He's kind of bending and working, stretching out. The officials are going to give him whatever time he feels like he might need. Intentional foul has been registered. It is going to be the fourth of the ballgame on Caleb Morse. And now the officials are going to come over and have a powwow. Because this could be an ejection with the, depending on what they feel is the appropriate measure here, but I don't see that happening. Okay, so what we're going to have here is Calvin gets the bucket, 13th point. He's going to have a free throw. It is short. I think he's going to get another free throw. Now, this is going to be the two-shot intentional foul free throws for Calvin. And now the officials having a little issue with the crowd here. If you ever decide to be an official, never talk to the crowd, okay? I don't care what they say, what they're doing. Do not engage them. That was an error. Here we go. Now, they've got to square it up. Two free throws coming up here for Calvin Manville. His first one coming up a little bit short. You've got to think that that hard crash to the ground may have him not quite the way he normally is, and that one won't go. So Calvin misses all three, and that is not like him. Before that, he was, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of 10. And then he misses three in a row after that foul. Now, Calvin's going to be taken out of the game. They're just going to let him kind of mend. Team trainer's going to walk over and have a convo with him. JCN is also, after we come out of all of that, we're going to have the ball coming in play. Now we've got two officials again. One official's down under the goal, holding the basketball, getting ready to inbound it with Carson McAfee. The other two officials are up near center court. And you got to be wondering if they're not thinking about an ejection here. I mean, that's just got to be what they're talking about. They're having a long, long conversation. There's one more senior official of the pair. And he seems to be imposing his opinions pretty strongly. They come over and talk to Coach Corey Nolan. Now Coach Joe Smith for Jeff West is coming down toward midcourt, and he's requesting, and rightly so, an explanation shared with him as well. But that all said, no further movement, and the ball comes in for JCN. The shot quickly up does not go in. We're down to 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Wow, a lot of stuff going on there. It is 43-31. Chargers in front. And the ball is going to be knocked away, but they're going to say it touches the near sideline. And we'll come back in once again to Jeff West. Looking. Jeff West trying to find his place to go with it. Connor Reich will finally go all the way deep into the backcourt. Launch it down there to Brian Kelly. Kelly's been really good today. 16 points at halftime. Kelly goes all the way across, dishes it over outside the circle. A little mishandle, a near travel, but apparently none. Off the right block, it comes in. The shot rejected by Baker. JCN is going to rebound it down, and we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Now they're going to change the foul and call it a travel on Carson McAfee. And a very veteran crew here, struggling a little bit tonight. 6:36 to go. Looking to bring it in. It'll come over to the left side and back in to the inbounding player. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Jefferson County North on defense with a 12-point lead. Cutter right, he'll drive to the left, around the horn, goes underneath, feeds it across, the shot up off the window and good. Gage Gal will have his ninth point today, and it is 43-33. And we have just over 6 minutes to go. What the Chargers want to do here is be smart, be selective. You don't want to just put this thing in the ice box and quit trying to play to win, but what you don't want to do is take unnecessary and maybe unwise shots. There was a three-point shot went up there that didn't go in, and back up with it's going to come. Jeff West. Tigers with the basketball. Here's a long three. That thing is an air ball. It's way short. It's going to go out of bounds. And at 5:40 to go in the game, Chargers will put two players into the game and then put the ball in from deep in the backcourt. But let's set that. Jeff North 5. Well, let's not. We're going to take a timeout. The teams are going down to the sidelines. They're calling them over. So when we come out of the timeout, we will reset the 5 on the floor. We're down to 5:43 to go in game one tonight here on Care Radio. The score, JCN 43, Jefferson County West 33.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome again to the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament. J.C. is going to bring the ball to play, and they'll turn it over on the up court. Back up with it will come Jeff West. Promise you a lineup check, and so let's see if we can do that as Andrew Baker has come into the game. Here's a three-point shot. Up and good for Jeff West. Connor Reich, that is his first field goal. He hit a free throw a little bit ago, and now with that three-point shot has four. Jeff West not out of this thing. It is 43-36 at 5:10 to play. Connor McAfee is out there with Carson McAfee and Blake Fowler. You've got Ethan Noel who drives in, brings it back over to the right to Calvin Manville who's come back into the game. And over on the left side again is going to be Andrew Baker. JCN is spreading the floor and burning time. 4:44 to go. That's a lot of time they have to burn. No way they're going to be able to keep this ball away, I don't think, for four plus nearly 5 minutes. For Jeff West, it looks like the original five of Reich and Gal. Mosier, the shot is up missing, and we're going to get a JCN foul. Reich, Gal, Mosier, Kelly, and Morse out of the floor, and we're going to have a JCN foul. It'll be the fourth foul by Ethan Noel. No other player for JCN has more than two. Back up with it. It's going to come Jeff West. We've still got over 4 minutes to go in this game, so it can belong to absolutely anyone. 7-point lead, 3-pointer straight away from the top is up, no good. And a rebound to McAfee. He gets doubled up in the backcourt, gets tripped and spins to the floor. And this foul will be on Connor Wright. It is going to be the first foul for Connor tonight for Jeff West. Connor is only a sophomore. Again, a team made up of mostly sophomores and juniors. There's a single senior out there, Brian Kelly. Chargers put it in right between their bench and the scorer's table, and we're back at it, and we are now halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to play. Fowler with it. Left side, it goes to Grady Noel. Blake works it off on top. Goes to Calvin, skips it to the right side to McAfee. Carson will dribble to the top, bounce into the lane. Back out it comes to Carson. And JCN will bring it all the way out to the center and start over again. 3:40 to go. Here's Fowler with it. Again, Grady Noel up top side. JCN did a nice job of holding on to the ball. And it's not easy to do this. It's not easy to burn down a lot of time without making a single miscue. And Well, that was a great job by McAfee of saving what was almost going to be a turnover. He was able to rescue the ball just before it got to midcourt. McAfee near the top gets double-teamed. The defense doubling the ball now. 3:10 to go in the game. McAfee back to the left side to Fowler. Again to McAfee. Skips it to Fowler at the top. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Grady with it, and Jason will reverse the ball around to the left. Into the lane. The feed on top. The 14-footer misses. Rebound on the floor, and Jeff West will pick it up. So JCN elected to take the shot after putting a lot of time off the clock. Did not make it count. We're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds ago. It is still 43-36. Chargers in front. But Jeff West, the hungry team right now. They've been battling back and battling back absolutely all night. Running shot up the window. Got it. A driving two-point shot for Connor Wright. 43-38, and suddenly it is a two-possession lead. Matter of fact, even less, with 2:20 to go. JCN nearly turns it over, and Coach Snow says, okay, I got to talk to my guy. We're getting a Charger timeout, Joseph. The break at 2:17 to play. It is Jeff North 43, Jeff West 38.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Well, Jefferson County North, we're 2:17 to go in the game. JCN in the first almost 6 minutes has scored 2 points here in the fourth quarter. And yet, they still lead by five. And quick scan out of the floor for JCN. It is going to be McAfee putting it in play. He's going to bring it out to midcourt into the hands of Calvin Manville. Got Blake Fowler's out there. You've got Ethan Noel out of the court. Andrew Baker. And we get a push and a foul. So now Jeff West has understood that they're going to have to foul and put JC into the free throw line, hoping that they miss a few. Coming to the line for JCN, it's going to be Grady. The shot, short. Rebound, JCN is going to pick it up. Grady Nola's 0 for 3 tonight at the free throw line, and we're going to get another Charger timeout. Yeah, we are. They got to be just about out of them, you would think. I have not been keeping adequate track here, but you think they're about done. We're going to take another one. Now, let me remind everybody. We'll hang on to it here, Chisholm. You've been working way too hard. Okay. We have another game coming up here in just a little bit after this one, so do not go away. More high school hoops coming here from the Valley Falls Dragons Boys Invitational Tournament here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Tomorrow on Q Radio, join Gus and me for Sports Look. Well, 5:15, 5:20. We'll start that thing just as soon as Brian and the gang are done with the evening Q Radio evening news report. Thursday, it'll be Benedictine basketball. We'll be in Baldwin City with the Ravens and Baker University Friday night. Coming right back down here to Valley Falls for more high school hoops. And then the Ravens Saturday from the Nolan. They will have completed a three-game road swing and back home Saturday afternoon. Lots of basketball, lots of stuff coming here on Care. Hope you enjoy it all. And as JCN gets the ball and in, they work the outside, and we're going to get a foul call that'll put Carson McAfee at the free throw line. Now Carson's coming up here for the 1-1. And it's going to be, by the way, if you're keeping a book on home, the second foul of the night by Brian Kelly for Jeff West. And for Carson, he has not scored since the opening quarter where he hit a 2 and a 3. Has not had a free throw yet tonight, so he's up there for the 1-1. 5 points tonight for McAfee. Free throw? Yes. JCN was 0-for-4 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line until that shot. One more shot for the junior. It's up. Got it. 45-38, and we are at a minute 50 to go. Jeff West trying to get the game, but they've got the basketball. But still time at a minute 40. Over to the right block. The shot goes up. We're going to get a foul called, and that may be the fifth on Ethan. We'll wait for the official call, and there it is. So Ethan Noel is going to foul out here tonight with still a minute 40 to play. He'll wrap up the game with 10 points. And at the free throw line for Jeff West, Connor Reich shot good. Connor Reich waited to put points on the board. Did not score in the first quarter. Did not score in the second quarter. Had one in the third. He's got six already here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw. In and out, no. And a rebound cleared away by Calvin Mandel. Jefferson County North with the basketball, leading at 45-39. And we've got a minute 32 left and another foul. And for JCN, they're probably perfectly happy to have Carson McAfee, the guy being fouled, coming to the free throw line. That will be Jeff West team foul 9. So from here on out, it's going to be two shot fouls. Fowler's going to come out of the ball game for the Chargers, and Connor Kearns back in. So at the line, 1-1, Carson McAfee. Up, in. 8 points tonight for Carson. And that was a big one. That makes it a 7-point lead, which makes it a 3-possession lead. Second free throw. Got it. Four free throws by McAfee in the last few moments makes it 47-39. Back down the floor. Jeff West quickly. They'll swing it right. JCN stays in the player defense. They'll pass up the three, and after going a little head fake, Gage Gal thought, well, you know, I'm going to not take this shot. Maybe I will drive inside a little bit. So often it happens. You pull the ball back down, you got a little momentum, a little inertia build up, and you travel with the basketball, and that's what happened to the Tigers right there. Jeff North with the basketball, and we're at a minute 10 to go. Fowler's knocked to the floor, and we're going to have a foul by Jeff West. 1:07 to go. And JCN head coach Corey Noah is pretty much regularly now making offense-defense switches. The front free throw for Fowler doesn't quite go in. One more shot here for Blake. He's looking for double-figure scoring. He's got 9. Second one is on its way. That one got in there. 10 points, Blake Fowler. 48-39 with a minute 7 to go. Gliding into the front court, Connor Reich and Jeff West with the basketball, but they're going to have to really hustle now. Trailing by 9 with 55. Going baseline. Beating the right side. The shot. Nope. A whistle. A foul. 2 free throws. And that's what Jeff West needs. A chance to score points with no time coming off. It's going to be the third foul of the game by Andrew Baker. The free throw is good. Caleb Morris picks up his 5th point tonight. 48-40. Second free throw, got them both, 48-41. 48 seconds to go. And as the ball comes up court, we get a quick foul. And that's probably what Jeff West needed and wanted. Brian Kelly picking up his 3rd. Jeff West doing a nice job of spreading the fouls out among the players on the court. Guys out there knowing how many fouls they had committed and where they were. On the floor a couple of times, a long, hard look at it. The free throw, not going to quite go in this time. one more shot coming up for Carson McAfee. Again, he's at 9 points, looking to be the, fourth player in double-figure scoring for JCN. The gym is really quiet. The free throw is really good. It is 49-41 and 43 seconds to play. Timeout? We'll take it. How interesting is it that Jefferson County North has 49 points and they've got four guys in double-figure scoring? Remarkable. Taking a break, Joseph, 41 seconds to play. Chargers 49, Tigers 41.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
All right, Jeff West has got to be putting the ball in play from here on the near side. 41 seconds to go in the game. It's a 49-41 Charger lead. Tigers are going to bring it in and come way out on top, and around to the left side, it's going to go right. Again, they cannot waste a possession here. Not enough time. The feed will go to the right side, and as the shot goes up, we've got a push. Good call by the official. Is that the official in the front of that play really couldn't see it? The official from the back of the play could. And he's the guy who makes that call. It is going to be the third foul tonight by Connor Kearns. And at the free throw line for Jeff West is going to be Jason Payne. The shot, no. Front half of the one-on-one won't go, and JCN pulls it down. And for the Chargers, time. They just want to run some time now. 24 seconds left. Baker has the ball knocked away from him, and it's going to be taken away by Jeff West. He'll drive left side, shot deflected, shot blocked again, and Manville this time is going to be whistled for the foul. Manville with a huge block on the first shot. Picked back up again by Caleb Moore. Calvin goes up and blocks it a second time, and that time the official says he got a foul as well. Free throw here is up and good for Caleb Morse. But we're down only to 15 seconds to play. 49, the first free throw is good, so it's 49-42, 49-43. We're going to get a timeout taken again, Joseph. We're going to hang on to it for you. How about that? Gosh, great crowd on hand here this evening. Don't forget, more high school hoops coming up yet tonight. That's right. We are nowhere near done. As we've got a game that, well, it was supposed to be starting in about 6 or so minutes, but that's not quite going to happen, but it won't be too far away. Originally slated as a 7:30 tip-off. It's going to be game two of our tournament coverage coming to you from Valley Falls. We'll get to it here pretty shortly, as quickly as we can get around. It is going to be in game two tonight here on Care, Perry McCompton, and they're going to be playing the host Valley Falls team. So Perry McCompton cause and the Valley Falls Dragons in game number two. Again, a couple of teams who are very different in size, very different in conference, getting together here in tournament action tonight. 15 seconds to play, the official indicating to Blake Fowler that he's eligible to run the baseline if he wants to do that. He's going to bring it in the backcourt to Baker. Andrew's going to hold it, try and finally get fouled. Andrew is going to say, you know what, I can run this thing down to 5 seconds left just holding the ball here in the backcourt. Ultimately, a defender comes up, and it is going to be the fifth foul on Caleb Morse, who will be the second Jeff West player to foul out. He's going to foul out with only 13 seconds left and end the game with 7 tonight. at the free throw line. The shot, it's up, it's good. And Andrew Baker has his first point since the opening quarter. Andrew, the sophomore post for JCN. Second free throw is too strong. It is 50-43. Down court with it. Jeff West beats it on top. Here's a three. It misses. Rebound Chargers. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North 50. Jeff West 43. We'll return and summarize tonight's first game right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct, in Atchison.
Hey, let's recap that first game tonight, shall we? Jeff West was led tonight by Brian Kelly. A fantastic game, 16 points, but I don't know what happened. We probably should ask Coach Corey Knoll, JCN, what they had done, because Brian Kelly with 16 points at 16. Hey, Tony, at 16 at halftime. Did not score a point in the second half. He's the only player for Jeff West in double figure scoring. Very close, though. Gage Gow with 9. 7 apiece for Connor Reich and Caleb Morse. It was, 2 tonight then for Jason Payne. 1 tonight for Tucker Holdhouse. For JCN, I mentioned it a moment ago, 50 points tonight for the Chargers, 3 guys in double-figure scoring. How remarkable is that? Led by your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Calvin Manville. Calvin with a fantastic run at the free throw line until he was thrown to the ground a little late in the ballgame, but he led his team with a dozen points tonight. Calvin Manville, Bank of Atchison player of the game. So Calvin had 12. Blake Fowler, he had 10. Carson McAfee, he had 10. Ethan Knoll, yeah, he had 10. Andrew Baker with 3 and 2 apiece. Grady Knoll and Connor Kearns. JCN goes to 6-4 on the season. Jeff West, 4-7. We're going to take a brief break and we'll return. Second game gets set to come up. But again, it is going to be good to see you, man. Second game is going to be the host team, Valley Falls, and Perry LeCompton. Final score again. JCN 50, Jeff West 43. Kicking it back to Joseph in the studio. Don't go far. We'll be back here with game 2.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.